right, interview with an MVP. We're here live at Microsoft Ignite 2016. It is Thursday. It's the last day of the show, and we're just getting ready to wrap things up here on the expo floor. And this time I'm joined by Crystal Kuula. One of the things that we had the opportunity of participating in this week was the Women in IT event. So, Crystal, what did you think of the Women in IT?
So, first off, there was more women in IT at this conference than I've seen at any other previous conference that we've attended. So that was exciting for me. When they actually had to move it to a different area of the conference because it was so big, that was exciting. And then they had a wonderful panel. I'd love to say the names of the people that were on there, but they were really inspiring. I just can't remember all their names. But it was, I have to honestly say, it's really exciting to see. Even some of the sponsors here are actually doing things like put your signature on this billboard, and for every signature, they're going to donate $5 to Girls in Tech, which is great. The push, the encouragement, just the general trying to grow the number of women in IT it's really encouraging here because... You know, one of the things I pulled away from the panel yesterday was they were saying that women in IT is actually, as much as we like to say that we think it's growing, it's shrinking. Out of all the IT jobs in the future that they're going to have, they're expecting less than 3% of those jobs to be held by females in our field. And that's sad. That, to me, that's really sad because I think we need to encourage more for the women to get to, and encourage them. Girls in Tech, a great thing, because it really does encourage them from the ground up that, yeah, it may be a male-dominated field. There's absolutely no reason why you can't do it as well or better than many of the people in this industry. It's just not something we're typically pushed towards, and I think we need to change that. So the amount of women we see even walking around here, I'm not going to lie, it used to be a lot of sales, not a lot of tech girls. And now that's changing. You're starting to see more women coming out. You're starting to see more women actually attending these functions. And they're really encouraging it. And they're bringing us together. And they're really supporting the women in technology. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
And I know I was talking with several of the attendees here specifically about women in IT, because if you look back over the course of the years, just like you mentioned, IT has traditionally been dominated by males, right? And even not only the vendors, I know the organization that I work for by day has an initiative to hire more women inside of the company, right, to kind of drive this women in technology adoption. It's a huge initiative for us. Also, we're seeing that in enterprise organizations as well. I was talking with several of the attendees just this week, Crystal, and many of them were telling me about how inside of their company, they're actually looking to hire more women to further get this adoption. But I definitely agree with you. It seems like there's many, many, many more women than you would see in other conferences, but I think that might also be due to the fact that, you know, Microsoft has combined a lot of their events, right? So there's no more Tech Ed, there's no more MMS, it's only Ignite, where you get a lot more broad range of not only just a core infrastructure folks, but you're also getting developers and business analysts and SharePoint people and, you know, Visual Studio type personas. So you're getting a lot of different people here, and I think that's really interesting, you know?
Well, and that's very true. As a whole, we're very spread, very diverse. And so bringing us all together in one place, it has been a great experience. I know that there's a lot to cover in this conference, but it's worth it to have everyone together in one place just so that we can be there to support each other, encourage each other more, and really build that network and build what it's going to look like for the girls that are coming up now, that it is an open environment and a welcoming place to come into this industry.
Awesome. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. So, again, keep tuned in to Interview with an MVP, and we'll catch you next time.